You are listening to the Texas Standard.
A Republican governor who has a plan to stop school shootings has embraced an idea championed by an El Paso Democrat, and his name is State Representative Joe Moody of El Paso, who joins us now. Representative Moody, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
So the governor held a series of roundtables to talk about gun violence in schools after the Santa Fe school shooting Wednesday. He releases a wish list of ideas, and your red flag proposal is part of it. Tell us a little bit about what this is.
So this is a piece of legislation that is passed in other states. There's a federal version of this as well that's being considered. This is a very similar to protective orders we issue in other instances where if someone is in crisis or having some issues and they are a danger to themselves and or others, an imminent danger, and that danger is somehow enhanced by their access to firearms, that's the situation that we're tackling here. Certainly, when I came to it, we were thinking of it on the mental health front, suicide prevention. It certainly could prevent or help curb mass shootings as well. And so that's I'm certainly grateful that this proposal is getting some bipartisan traction.
But when you proposed it in an earlier legislative session, I guess did you bring this up last session? Am I correct? It didn't get any traction.
Well, we held a hearing on it. Unfortunately, the response was fairly predictable. There was accusations that it was a gun grab or a gun confiscation bill, that there was no due process, that there was constitutional concerns. And unfortunately, that type of rhetoric, which is false and incorrect about the bill, but just kind of stalled things out. With the recent tragedies in our state, I think people have come to the conclusion that we need to map out better and smarter strategies to help prevent some of these tragedies. And so this is certainly part of the equation.
Well, you say part of the equation. You're right. Of course, the governor has laid out some, I guess it's like 40 different, at least 40 different ideas here. What are your thoughts on the rest of Governor Abbott's plan?
Yeah, there's a myriad of things that they proposed here. Some of the requirements passed down to our schools may be a little short-sighted. You know, there's certainly issues with our schools and school safety, but arming, giving training and putting money into arming teachers and other personnel, I don't know that should be a priority. I think there are security forces that exist in local communities that you can help equip them to handle these situations. The training requirements at schools to handle these live shooter, active shooter situations, that certainly is something that we need to be smarter about as well. This is just a new reality that we live in, but the fact of the matter is there's no single solution in that document that's going to solve this problem. And so I'm just glad that there's a conversation going on. This was this was something that was a non-starter essentially, last session across the board.
Do you think that something has fundamentally changed as a result of Sutherland Springs and what we saw in Santa Fe?
I think it's hard to ignore those realities. Just watching our fellow Texans suffer in those ways and knowing that possibly we could do something to help alleviate those issues, to help curb those problems. I think standing by and doing nothing is no longer an option. I'm just glad that there are people that are willing to put aside maybe some deeply held beliefs and start to at least open their mind to the conversation that there are new strategies we need to take going forward.
We're just about out of time, but I have to ask if you have a proposal like yours, the red flag idea, that has to be passed by the legislature. Should there be a special session before the next school year starts?
I'm all for it. I think these are emergencies. These are critical things that we are facing in our state. The governor has indicated that he hasn't taken that idea off the table. I think there's some urgency around this, and if that's something that he has the power to do, and if he calls it, I'll be ready. We'll be ready to do the work that we need to do, but no special session is going to solve this. This is something that's going to have to be done over multiple sessions and thinking about smarter, better ways to approach these issues.
Joe Moody is a Democratic state representative out of El Paso. Representative Moody, thanks again.
Thank you.